I'm Kate.
And this is and you are listening to
91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know
why you've been following along
I
with
tried
us.
To switch that up and pretend that I could find the sign I'm supposed to read in the allotted amount of time.
It's granted, you're not in the studio here. When she says find the sign, she means simply look at the wall directly in front of her.
Also, to be fair, there's a massive mic in my eye line.
That's valid, actually.
So, you know, it is a little difficult. There's multiple signs that say relatively the same thing. It's a little confusing. We all know it's the morning. I'm a little tired.
I'm confused where this mic thing is. How do you do that last
No, I have no idea.
I'm a little puzzled.
Maybe.
Is it mic two? It's not mic two, is it? All right. Oh, well. Who's to say? Not us, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Well, you're listening to Smiling Ears Monday morning. Happy Patriots Day.
And Easter Monday.
Massachusetts.
Marathon Monday.
Marathon Monday if you're running and listening to us. Which
and
you
it's
probably
a sunrise.
Are, but, you know.
If you're running and listening.
That could be cool.
The sun is rising.
Fueling your top speed or whatever it's called.
I know we all thought it was spring, but apparently not.
Why?
I don't know, bro. It's like 34 degrees.
Yeah, because it's 6 a.m., dude.
Even still.
That's
pretty chilly.
Anywho, see, we got some killer beats for y'all.
We got some fun tunes.
Some killer convo, as always. Oh, I forgot to listen to our old tracks to figure out our catchphrase.
Oh.
That's tough.
Well, we hope it makes your ears smile.
Yes, we hope you...
Of course.
Yeah, we hope it makes your ears smile, and we hope you have a lovely morning listening to us. Ox 2,
are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me just chuck it up and see. Okay. Hope you enjoy this first song, Casio.
The Jungle.
By Jungle. The next two, I guess I probably should have put those first, but sorry, the next two are from Omar Apollo's new album, which I thoroughly enjoy. We got Evergreen and then Invincible, featuring Daniel Caesar.
Daniel Caesar is a king.
He's a legend.
He's awesome. Watch him on The Color Show. It's on YouTube. It's amazing.
Anywho, we hope you enjoy.
Peace out.
Casio, playing on my heart just like a Casio. Breaking it apart so you can let it go. Oh, wait another year, that's not original. I'll send a call, alright, let's go now. Back to my vehicle. They're just gonna tell you that I wasn't real. And I just wanna tell you this is how I feel. I know you feel, I know you feel it. Just like a Casio, drinking it up so you can let it go. We're dirty, that's not original. Cynical, alright, let's go now.
Thank you. doctor see as one release. I miss my girl, it's time to hit the streets. I went to check my dogs, get some vitamin C. You won't believe what happened to me.
Drip, drip, drip with the cold IV. Out of consciousness if I ever slept it.
And I woke up in an ambulance.
Since my baby spoke to me, he kissed me, now I love his dopamine. I tried to go to sleep with my brain on 2CP. You won't believe what happened to me.
Lovely listeners, we're about to do a little PSA, a little donations drive PSA. Hopefully I can make it through the whole thing successfully. If you like what we are doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it free form. Thanks.
Nice, Nina.
Nice. Woo! I can take a deep breath now. It's over.
The reading segment is over.
The reading portion of my job. Anyway, I was also going to make a quick plug for this lovely album art. I really like the album art of this next song, My Dude by Litany. Technical difficulties. Let's see how this works. Kate's computer is having a little bit of a slow day. In the meantime, thoughts on Trader Joe's, Kate?
In the meantime. Thoughts on what?
I said thoughts on Trader Joe's.
I love Trader Joe's. Can they hear me? Who's to say?
Who's to say? Bruh.
That's weird. It's a problem with the aux cord, I guess.
Let's try this.
You throw an aux 2 on there? It's not on, dude. Oh my god. Can you hear it now?
Oh, look at Oh, what a gift to be in her shoes. Don't you know that I really like you? And if you like me too, I could be your girlfriend, you could be my dude. I really like you. And if you like me too, I could be your girlfriend, you could be my dude. You put a name on MSN.
Song. body so much in my life.
como crujía. Antes de caerse al suelo, ya sabía que se rompía. Está parpadeando la luz del descansillo. Una voz de la escalera, alguien cruzando el pasillo. Malamente. Sí, sí. Que estoy andando por un puente que la acera.
Mira, 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 mira.
Cuanto más quiero cruzarlo, va. Más se mueve y tambalea. Malamente. Así sí. Malamente. Mira. Malamente.
Más que toma.
Que malamente.
Y yo.
Malamente. Malamente.
Aunque no te bonita. La noche un día me sale para la calle, la manita, los aros brillando, mi piel, los corales. Después déjame salve, me ilumine, me guarde y por delante. No voy a perder ni un minuto en volver a pensarte.
Malamente.
Así sí.
If I look into the future, do I really see this boy? can't have it. When we got it, we don't seem to want it. We all want a teenage fantasy. Want it when we can't have it. When we got it, we don't seem to want it.
All right. Wasn't that fun? Those are some good ones.
I don't say so myself, I'd say. Our music taste is pretty stellar, Nina.
We kind of kill it on the daily.
I'm patting myself on the back since you can't see that.
Oh my gosh. We have 31 listeners.
Oh, wow, pop off.
That's an all-time high. Are we growing?
I was looking at the bit rate, and I was like, no way we have like 500 whatever listeners.
Dude, I'm pretty sure you do that every time.
I do it every time. Like, that's my sense of ego. I think that many people should be listening.
At literally 6:30
Tomorrow I'm going to be like, a million?
Who would have thought?
We're
on CNN. We got picked up by any radio station in the country.
You turn on the radio, any station, and it's us.
Just blaring from your speakers.
But anywho.
Anywho, a quick
time
PSA.
For a nice PSA.
But you know Kate's reading the long one.
This is from the Tufts University Art Gallery, better known as the 2AG. Quite a few of my friends work there, so shout out to y'all. Hopefully some cool listeners might stop in and be like, hey, I was listening to Smiling Ears. Are you Kate's friend by chance? And maybe you will be.
That would be so cool.
That would be cool, right? But anyway, without further ado, the Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Eidichman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville/Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Yay, was that it?
That was it, yes.
It's so good.
Thanks, man. I'm glad I'll tell my kindergarten teacher you think so.
You can tell Ms. my
Warring,
kindergarten teacher
shout out
I
to
can't
you, man.
Read. All right, quick talking segment or like what are we feeling?
Yeah, we'll chitty chat.
Quick chat. Last time was very structured. We were impressively well prepared for that.
We were. I came prepared, but then I woke up this morning and didn't like what I had prepared, so.
Did not like
we're
it.
We're winging it.
Yeah.
Anywho, thoughts on fanny packs.
Thoughts on fanny packs. You know, here's my thing, is I think they can be done well or they can be done badly.
That makes sense.
And we gotta find the in-between. Like, tourist, bright, colored fanny packs, I'm like, bright-colored, multicolored fanny packs. I'm not sure if those are the vibe for me.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, if you can visualize that. Like, neons, but a lot of neons.
I think people can visualize it.
Versus, I feel like, either an understated black one. It also matters the cut. I like the ones where it's, like, a square, but then the straps just go out versus the ones where it's, like, you know, like kind of a banana shape, if you get what
yeah,
I'm saying.
Yeah, you've like really thought about this.
Yeah, no, it's been a conversation in my own head, and so I feel like it has to be one colored, so it can be kind of a classy vibe, you know. And I really like the black ones because I also just think they're nice to have. But I also maybe think that I hate when people wear fanny packs the way that they should be worn, like as in
you
your
like
stomach.
Like a crossbody strap.
I like a crossbody. So maybe it's not even a fanny pack that I like, but
I mean, I think you could like wear a fanny pack
a different way.
Across. Like, you know what Bagu is?
I love Bagu, but they're so expensive. Like, they're so expensive.
Got one for Christmas. A
no,
little
you didn't.
Crossbody Bagu. Yeah, I really like it. Oh. It's like a funky little like wavy checkered pattern. It's like kind of like a muted pink and like a darker blue. I think it's kind of nice. I like it. I'm a fan. You know, I like wear like cross body. I like wearing other jackets. It feels like a secret little bag that I have. Like no one can see it. I'm like, whoa, crazy. It's like right in there.
Get it on open. Yeah, totally.
I would say overall, I'm a fan. They're quite handy. I like them for like festivals and such.
Thoughts on music festivals? Speaking of, with the whole Coachella debates.
Coachella debates.
Well, I don't know. There's just a whole thing about how, like, the Revolve Festival is, like, the new Fire Festival. I don't know if any listeners have heard about this.
I have no idea what that is. I was seeing it on TikTok, and I'm like, what is this?
No, I know. Apparently, like, people were getting, not trampled, but it was people getting pushed, people getting shoved. They told, like, everyone that it was a VIP event. So everyone just shows up thinking it's, like, only celebrities and influencers, like, really...
Yeah.
Like catered, and then it turns out to just be pretty much anyone who can finesse a ticket, and they all say VIP.
Oh,
yeah.
Weird of them.
So it's a whole thing.
That's odd.
Very dramatic.
I've only been to Outside Lands.
What is that? Where
it's
is it?
It's in San Francisco. It's like Golden Gate Park. Very fun. I love it. I'm obsessed with it. It's like
you seem like you would be a music festival girl.
Thank you.
Oh, so you thought that was a compliment.
Yeah, I took it as a compliment. But, I mean, Outside Lands is, like, I feel like a super chill music festival. Like, I don't think I'd like, Coachella or whatever. Like, it's pretty small. But, and it's, like, it's not, like, crazy packed, like... The only time it's, like, really packed, or and I feel like, wow, this is, like, a lot, is, like, the nighttime, like, headliner. You know? Yeah. So it's, like, obviously a lot of people are going to be at, like, the weekend, you know? It's, like...
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which I actually was, like, front five rows for, which was very cool.
I think that was awesome.
I think I peaked, quite literally.
Yeah. Seeing Chance was my peak, I think.
Well, that's nice. They also had, one year they had Childish Gambino.
Oh, okay.
That was nice. I saw Billie Eilish before she was, like, super popular.
Oh, that's sick.
I'm obsessed with her, so that was really fun.
Yeah, she's a queen.
Which she just headlined Coachella, actually. So.
Oh, yeah, I feel I saw that. That's, like, a pretty intense club. I feel like, for me, just the model of people standing on their feet for, like, 9 hours straight is, like, not a good business model. Like,
It's about the grind, though.
It's about the grind.
I haven't been to like a 3-day fest. I've only went for 1 day.
Oh my god, I could not imagine 3 days. I get so overstimulated from literally 5 hours.
But I feel like a lot of people that do 3-day like come at like 4 p.m. and then like stay late. Like I liked it. I came at like 11. I spent like all day there. It was like really nice.
Yeah.
I saw some like the smaller artists in the morning and like went to like a few booths and like got some food and stuff. And it was really like a whole day shenanigan for me, which was really fun.
I guess also crowded too. It's less intense. Yeah, like when it's crowded, then you just get overwhelmed.
Like you can tell like in the morning it was like super like basically no one was there, and then like it would get crowdeder. That's not a word. Oh well.
More crowdeder.
Smiling ears vocab. Start a dictionary. Crowdeder. It's like a boring word.
A dictionary in our minds.
My friend and I actually have one. Shout out to Zoe. She's not listening. She's asleep, probably.
Classic.
Not the world, but most of the Tufts Medford campus probably is.
Tufts gang.
Except for our few steady listeners. Shout out.
Shout out mom and dad, you loyal fans.
Unfortunately, my parentals are...
It's like
3 West Coasters, so it's still in the dirty 3 a.m.s for them.
Yeah, music festivals. That was a good topic.
I forgot what we were talking about.
I feel like they can be really, really hit or miss. I also think that people underestimate how much it matters, like, if you're going to see your two favorite bands or not. If you go and you only know one or no people, then it's kind of lame. But I feel like if you generally like a lot of the bands
playing,
then it's way more fun.
Yeah.
Not that I have a lot of experience at all. But, yeah, no. I just found it so exhausting.
No, it definitely is, yeah. The one day, I would go one day, and the next day, I felt that, like, I woke up, and I was like, I've gone through a battle. It was kind of brutal.
I won a war.
Like, literally waking up and then doing that all over again.
No, the 3-day stuff is crazy. Your feet just must be like...
You're done. Like, mushed. Absolutely done. Yeah.
Yeah, no, so hard. Wow. Anyway, any other topics of conversation that we were feeling, vibing with?
I'll take a food that you should like, but you don't.
There's too many for me. Whipped cream. That's a really easy
one.
Oh,
my God.
I know.
That's shocking. Yeah. Wow.
It's just, like, it's so, like, unnecessary. I feel like it adds a little extra sweetness that I just don't need. I just don't need it.
I like it on, like, a cookie. Because it's, like, you're dipping it in milk, but it's, like, solid milk.
Oh, I've never heard that. It's kind of interesting.
I really, like, on ice, I understand, like, on ice cream, like, what am I doing here?
Yeah, like, why do I need it? I just, like,
eat the whipped cream, I'm like, yum, I guess whipped cream, and then I eat the...
No, exactly, that's what I'm saying.
No, I put it on a cookie. On, like, a chocolate chip cookie, squirt the whipped cream on there, and it's like, you know, you have, like, cookies or an ice cream or whatever, cookies and, like, milk. Like, cookies and whipped cream. It's more portable, easy, and delicious.
I've never heard anyone do that before. You're truly a wonder, Kate.
Wow, thank you. I thought that was, like, super normal. Like, that's what my family does. We just put whipped cream in our cookies.
I've just, like, absolutely never heard of anyone doing that.
Wow.
Maybe it's a me thing and not a you thing.
Maybe I'm a visionary.
I wouldn't believe it. Of all the people I know who will be visionaries, you're gotta be on the list. What's this shirt also? Okay, well, maybe our listeners don't know, so I'll leave that for another time. She's wearing, like, a baseball cut shirt, and I was just curious about it because it was a tough shirt.
I don't know. I picked it up from the campus center one day.
Oh, Kate was on the volleyball team. Fun fact about her. That was cool.
Yeah.
I played volleyball in high school.
As did I. Crazy.
Crazy. But Kate was a superior athlete, clearly, and now I'm just on the club ski team.
Well, I can't ski, so.
Hey, I got that going for me.
Yeah. Sweet. I went when I was little, almost fell off a cliff, never went back.
I think I'm a very good but impatient teacher. That's what I would say.
That makes sense.
I've gotten good reviews, but I kind of want to, like, gouge my eyeballs out as I'm doing it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Whenever someone's like, oh, play volleyball with me. No.
Thoughts on Birkenstocks.
Oh, I'm obsessed with them.
That's a good one.
I'm obsessed with them. I wear them, like, almost every day. I need to get a new pair, actually. They're, like, the soles are really worn to, like, the bone because I wear them all the time.
Yeah, I like my ones that are, like, two strap, but I kind of want to get
the ones around the toe?
Ones.
I don't know what that means. The two strap is, like, just the normal one?
Yeah, the normal one.
The classic Birk.
I have, like, the most classic Birk brown two straps.
I do, too.
Money.
I love it. I want a green one. Like a forest green, I think.
Would be cool. I kind of want the tan Boston ones.
Ooh, are those like the closed toe?
Yeah.
Clog-ish?
Yeah, clog vibes. Also, to be fair, though, I don't know if I'd wear them. So, I'm trying to... There's just not a lot
of
places...
That would be a deterrent to buying them. Actually not wearing them.
I just, like, I don't know if there's a lot of places that it takes... That there is a short enough mileage that I'm going to... Like, I wear them to the beach... Wear them to, like, do little errands. I don't know.
Maybe I accidentally wore mine on a hike once.
I'm sorry, what?
I was going to the beach for, like, a little beach picnic.
Yeah.
But then it was, like, super cold and, like, windy, like, on the beach. So we were, like, literally went on a hike. But I was wearing Birks because I thought we were, just, like, going to be sitting on the sand. So that was kind of tough.
Yeah, that seems pretty brutal.
Yeah, no, it definitely wasn't ideal.
Thoughts on hiking in sneakers?
What do you mean by sneaker? I feel like people have different words for what's a sneaker.
Not a running sneaker, a regular sneaker.
So, like, Converse?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
How bad is that?
I mean, like, pop off, I guess, but, like, I wouldn't. I'm not gonna, like, if I'm on a hike, granted that me hiking in Birks, so, like, people are looking at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah,
but, if I saw someone hiking in, like, Air Forces or whatever, I'd be, like, odd, but, like, go off, I guess. Like, who cares? Not
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's fair. No one really cares.
I wouldn't personally do it. That's just, like, makes my shoes dirty and
yeah,
it's probably not very comfortable.
Okay, I'm with it.
Right?
I hear you.
I
was thinking more from a conveniency aspect.
What do you mean?
Just, like, what if those are only shoes you have? Would you not hike or hike with those?
I would. If I only but, yeah.
Okay.
Like, I wouldn't be like, yeah, I get to hike in my Air Forces. But I'm not going to, like, not go on a hike because I only have those shoes.
Yeah, no, makes sense. Logical.
Shoes clean.
Shoes clean.
They do.
No, you're right. Oh, I thought you were literally just saying shoes clean, not like your shoes can get clean.
I meant like shoes can get clean. Like,
got it. That makes sense.
Yeah. Picking up what I'm putting down.
picking up. All right.
All right. Conversation over.
We've filled enough white space to keep on playing our music. How fun.
Super hope you guys exciting.
Enjoyed. We're so interesting. What's, and
what's on
you love
deck next?
Hearing about our lives. Plus, if you're in a car, you're forced to hear about our lives because you can't turn it off. Well, I
you
guess you
really
can switch
can.
Us.
You can switch or just
wow.
turn it off.
Okay, so we have literally zero power. On to the next. This one is called Die for Your Love. It's a little like shaking in your seats, dancing type energy. It's pretty fun.
Love that.
So yeah, have fun. Maybe do a little air singing. Is that a thing, air singing?
Like singing?
Like air guitar, but
karaoke?
Yeah, like karaoke.
I think it's just called singing.
Anyway. Die for your love. Have fun. Enjoy.
I've been looking for the cure for pain. I've been learning how to keep the hurt at bay. Ever since you went away, didn't even care, left me for dead. I'm still alive. Some days I just don't know why. Was it all a dream of mine? Everything we left behind. Die for your love now. Die for your love now. Apocalypse.
we going away in time? I said I can't hold you down again, my baby. Hold you down again. I won't round again. We rolling and around again. We go. I know you've grown wings from your pain. Ah, yeah, yeah. Down and sedated, hopped on my invalided. I know it's a bit overrated. We better off if we waited. We better off when we faded. She like to say we're related. Her body's a temple that's gated. I'm about to run up on a quiver grenade.
In medicine, I need a finca and a sexy mamacita. You look good in those Adidas. Tell the paparazzi, please stop. And we ain't even packing heaters. Apple bomb like Anita. Money needs it if you need us. She whisper poppy like a secret. Oh, these whack jokers always lying well. Got their balls for them, that's my clientele. Man, I got a secret I would never tell. Last one it did, so I'm dying jail. But I'm by the pool, living hella well. Got side coming and they well aware. Then I'm on the way straight to Delaware. Man, you always win, you should try and fail. Misfits, music they lose. Yeah.
Alright, and we're back for our last little message.
For the goodbye for the week.
For the goodbye. This is Nina.
Oh, we're like really just leaving right now.
Well, we could do other stuff, but...
Oh, yeah, you're good. Yeah. And this is Kate.
And you are listening to 91.5
FM.
WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I thought you had it that time, to be honest.
Me too. Oh, I thought it was so good.
I was really excited at the end.
It was just the FM that really caught me off guard.
On it. I'll say it slower next time. I feel like I speed read.
Yeah, you're
sort
of a speedy girl.
I get excited.
I know you do, because you're just so intelligent.
So are you.
Can't handle it.
She's an engineer.
Hey, yo. Purposefully torture myself. Hee hee. Well, you 31 listeners, it's been a lovely day today. Hope you've enjoyed all the banter, all the fun. Some good. So I honestly feel like our selection today has been very good.
I thought it was banging. But I love waking up like this on a fine Monday morning.
Same. It kind of hurts when you get out of bed.
No,
but
once you're here, though, it's nice.
It's a lovely day. Also, I get to see your beautiful face.
Oh my god. Same to you,
Ben. I'm smiling. You can't see from underneath this mask.
Not only are my ears smiling this morning, but so is my mouth.
Dude, my ears are smiling this morning. They are capital S smiling. I hope, listeners, that all of your ears are additionally smiling and that you just have the loveliest day of all time.
Yeah. Bye.
Good vibes, chill energy, happiness, and joy.
All right.
All right.
Live, laugh, love, much.
Live, laugh, love.
Is that how we're ending?
Check, check, 1, 2. 1, 2, check. Microphone, check. 1, 2. Yo, yo, yo. 1, 2. Check, check, check. 1, 2. Yo, yo, yo. Cut me a check. To the homie on the couch, Yellowstone room, homie, welcome to the south. Bringing up a check, calling to collect. Studio live, got the tools on the couch. What's that all about? Holla, baby, shout. You know we Butcher Brown and we finna turn it out. You know you cannot do without needing medicine in your brain. Without the intermission high,
King Butch coming like a freight train in the left lane. 150 miles an hour, kinda insane. Real shit, man. Meet the lion, higher octane with the big man, can't constrain. Obtain every title known to man. So everybody in the world know my name. African to the death, with an S on my chest, a no-brainer. Not fit for containers. Get it or get out, but homie, just make a decision. Looking through the prism for the intermission. Fuck open the wishing. Yo, we designed for the grind. Mindset soldiers holding on the front line. We took the beast and mixed it with the savage and put the shit in the soup. I got habits that's mad lavish. Remembered all the homies that they told me you could have it. Cause you could have it with the sweat from your neck and a self-placed bet in the mirror. Stand tall, my nigga, your dreams on your shoulders. 100 million lashes, but you know they couldn't hold us. They overworked and undersold us with a bag full of fries and some sugar sodas.